Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 13th, 2017. Severe structural issues have been uncovered at the Berlin Police School in Spandau. As the whole story is complex, Berlin Briefing has collected reports over the last 2 weeks, and the summary is as follows. Number one is from RBB. In an anonymous voicemail, a teacher of the academy complained about unwillingness to perform, hate and violence amongst students, commenting that he is shocked by their behavior and even afraid of some of them. Number two. Additional research by RBB revealed that there are further problems at the school. The education level of applicants has lowered as hiring criteria has been loosened due to the lack of applicants. Some of the students are lacking the required German language skills, and the school is now offering courses to improve their education level. About 40% of the 1,200 students have a migrant background. A third report emerged last week that the academy might have been infiltrated by a student with ties to organized crime like biker gangs and a mafia-like Arabic family clan. The young man was seen in a bar that is also a meeting point of a specific family and was known to the staff and the clan members by his nickname. The fourth story is regarding a 24-year-old female student who talked to Berliner Zeitung about her exposure to sexual harassment among students. She confirmed that there is a lack of discipline and language skills. Many lessons don't take place because teachers are calling in sick, and the classrooms and the gyms are dirty and under-maintained. And lastly, Berliner Zeitung also reported that a female student of the Berlin University for Economy and Law did an internship at a police station. During that time, she took pictures of internal police documents and shared them to a WhatsApp group also tied to an Arabic clan. While this story is directly not related to what's going on in Spandau, it shows that Berlin police might have a problem. The amount of emerging reports is putting leadership under pressure, especially police president Klaus Kant and former vice president Margarete Koppers, who was responsible for the structural reform of the school that took place in 2016. Mr. Kant rejected most of the allegations and denied that the Berlin police is being undermined by criminal clans. Mrs. Koppers confirmed on Wednesday 33 disciplinary inquiries on insults, causing bodily harm, or not appearing for service were started recently. Three have been closed, ending in two firings and one warning. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel came to the defense of policemen and women with a migrant background in order to fight racist resentments, but he also demanded a detailed report by the leadership as to what is going on. Berlin Briefing will stay on top of this story and bring you more details as they unfold. The sharing economy nowadays allows to spontaneously rent cars, scooters, or bikes to get around in Berlin quickly. So far, Lidl and Nextbike have put 5,000 shared bicycles on Berlin streets, but they are not being used as expected. They will soon face further competition from several Asian investors who are planning to flood the capital with up to 10,000 additional rental bikes. These bikes are lower in quality, for example, by using solid tires and not having gears. In Munich, 4,000 bikes were recently released by a company called O-Bike, and they quickly became an annoyance, being parked on sidewalks and clogging parking spaces at stations. The company neglected to clean up misplaced bikes and only after heavy criticism put a repair and redistribution service in place. According to German laws, there is little local administration can do as bikes parked in public spaces are protected by the law and cannot easily be removed, so these new companies must be tolerated. Experts suspect that investors are not really interested in urban mobility, but want to collect data in order to sell targeted advertisements. Police are asking citizens to help on the issue of stolen Stolpersteine, or stumbling stones. Flyers were distributed across Neukölln, informing residents about the ongoing theft of the mini memorials that are reminders of Nazi regime victims who were deported and murdered in concentration camps. Police are asking residents to keep their eyes open and immediately report suspicious behavior and further thefts. There are no main suspects known, but the timing points to a coordinated action by those running in right extremist circles. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.